Hi, I'm Dan Gustafson, and I work for Video Forever, a small startup company that is targeting internet sports, primarily to the high school markets and the college markets. And what we've done is we've created a Silverlight One-based application that uses rich content to bring in scoreboard data, metadata, chats, and things like that to high school sports. What we've done is we've taken what used to be traditional streaming media, which pretty much everybody can do, and you know, you would run a high school event and you would stream it, but you would not know what's going on. You're just seeing the people playing, you don't know what the score is, you don't know anything about it. By using Silverlight, we're able to bring metadata into the data stream, or the Windows Media Data Stream, and then using a Silverlight player with additional XAML add-ins into the player, we actually have a virtual scoreboard and other features that really make for a rich experience to the user.
Can you show it to us?
Yeah. So what we've got, it's at www.videoforever.net, and we're looking at the production site here. I'll go back to the beginning. And these are the games that are available, and it's available both in live and VOD mode. In live mode, what you would actually see is the name of the game, the type of the sport, and the status would probably come up ending at the beginning. When the game actually started, it would go to live, and you could then click on that particular event. Say, like if we go to the beginning of this game here.
And
it's notice the scoreboard data is up at the top.
Yeah, so
started over at the beginning, so it'll blank and it'll restart here.
And now these buttons.
So now the scoreboard's live.
So
now as the game is recorded.
Yeah, so I just drag that to the screen so I can look at it. And then
that side button does something on the mouse.
Yeah.
I just learned that the hard way. What it does is as the scoreboard does things, the scoreboard knows that, okay, I'm at the beginning of an inning or a hit has occurred or whatever. And that's all recorded in a database on a server. And then these metadata events are created. And this is all dynamic XAML. And so as the game is progressed, these database entries are made. And when I pulled up that VOD a minute ago here, what actually happened is it went out to our CDN. We happen to use Syncast for our CDN. And so it went out to California to get the video. And then it went to Atlanta, Georgia, where our database server is, got the metadata entries, and then built on the fly XAML elements to build up this metadata bar. So you can scroll through all the events of the game. For example, right here, here's the top of the third inning. So if I click on that.
I go to baseball, I can do picture-in-picture.
So we're at the end of that inning. And so you notice the teams are switching around. And
yep, I see the third inning there, yeah.
And see, there's a commercial that rolled. It's automatic ad insertion. And nobody did this at the site when the game was going on.
Right.
The only person that was there was the scoreboard operator. Now, you can make it a little fancier. You could tell the scoreboard operator to talk. And so you give him a microphone and he could kind of be the commentator. Or you get really, really fancy, you get somebody to run a camera and actually pan it around and follow the, you know, the action. So the main point there is you don't need a big TV crew, you don't need a professional organization. The kids at the high school can do this without any problem. The advantage is, of course, that you need a model that's extremely cheap to do in order to be able to afford to do this in the first place. So you know, these ads and the banner ads and things like that, that's where the revenue model is.
Got it. Now, can you tell me what it took to develop this? What the kind of effort it took?
Well, basically, it was me and me alone for about the last year, part-time. And I mean extremely part-time.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple hours at the most every evening. We started out at the beginning of last year, actually here at NAB, with all the intentions of the world of being a complete flash-based site. And we'd started having some issues being able to integrate Flash the way we wanted with all the rich content, the scoreboard, and all the different things like that. We were just running into all kinds of problems, and we just happened to look across the aisle, almost literally, and there was Microsoft, and they had this thing up called Silverlight that we didn't even know what it was at the time. So we got the demo, and we said, now, this potentially could do what we need to do. And then we started asking about the licensing and the free Dipper encoder and all that, and, well, it's free. You know, it's all that. So, all right, this is it. You know, this is what we're going to go do. And so eventually we started working down that road, and also we partnered with Microsoft. Microsoft helped us out a good bit. They put us in touch with a company up in the Seattle area, Radar Works, that was able to do some of the fancy XAML for us because we were very early into this. And this is actually a Silverlight 1, all XAML, JavaScript type of site. Okay, so it's not a full-blown .NET scenario.
Yeah.
The next mode we're going to go into is we're moving to Silverlight 2. In Silverlight 2, the entire site will be able to be XAML.
So what language are you going to choose to use to build the Silverlight 2 site in?
It'll probably be C#.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be C# site and, you know, complete .NET implementation and all that. Main thing, we got kind of stuck with one because we needed an ability to do interaction with the user to, like, create his user ID and chat and all that. There was really no input capability in Silverlight 1. So we had to compromise and go ahead and use divs and HTML.
Well, just show me that the way you've done the divs, because it really doesn't, I mean, it looks like it's totally seamless.
We do a lot of cheating. Now, that's XAML there, okay? But for example, this is not. The area there is XAML, but this is a div and a scrolling div within that. And what we actually do is these tabs are all XAML elements, okay? So when I click on this one, I then hide the HTML that was actually there, okay? When I click on that, then I expose that HTML.
Got it.
When I switch to this chat window, this is actually two divs as well.
Yep.
Okay, one for entry and one for what's coming back. And then when I click on this one, it hides that one, and then this is HTML.
Yeah, it's a perfect solution, because then you actually have the whole form editing, and, you know, so I could totally see how you can do with Silverlight 2. You can basically make that a whole single set of XAMLs.
The whole thing will be XAML when it's Silverlight 2. Now, the banner ads at the top and the bottom here, those are XAML. It's not your traditional JavaScript banner ad.
Oh.
So this is actually, this JPEG gets plugged into a XAML display element, and then when it has a click detect, of course, you got the pop-up blocker here. I'm going to allow pop-ups here. Then if I click on that, so you'll get a click through, and now you've got the, you know, that. So that's that allows your advertising revenue model to work as well.
Yeah, definitely. What were some of the hard parts of doing this in Silverlight 1?
Actually, it wasn't all that difficult. I mean, learning XAML was a little bit of a trip. I did not have the full expression suite when I started it. So basically, and because of the time constraints, I mean, we were really in a rush to get this thing out. I hand-coded the whole thing. All the XAML, of course, the stuff that Radar Works did, worked and showed us, but it was just skeletal. It had nothing behind it.
Yes. Okay.
So I had to handwrite all the JavaScript that's behind it, and it's actually an Ajax-based site. So all of it uses the XAML downloader object to communicate with the back-end app server. And so that back-end app server does everything from get the list of games that are available, to doing the chat, to logging you on, to keeping session presence so it understands that you've got an active session or don't have an active session, that sort of thing. Even when we go to full-blown Silverlight 2, we're going to maintain the Ajax type of relationship so that the site is very fluid and very interactive.
Right. Well, thank you very much. This is very cool.
You're certainly welcome.